We're pleased to be joined on KCII right now by Vivian Zaruba. She's a member of the class of 2025 at Lone Tree High School. She's been a multi-sport athlete in her time with the Lions, and she's going to be taking on a new challenge at the next level as she's committed to be part of the rowing team at the University of Kansas. Vivian, congratulations.
Thank you.
Before we talk about why you chose KU, let's talk about the sport. You're not actually somebody that's rowed in the past, right?
No, I've never rowed before.
So take me a little bit through how the coaches came to you and approached you with this opportunity.
Well, first, I heard about a girl from Washington who committed to Drake for rowing, and she'd never rowed before. So it just gave me the idea, and then I reached out to a bunch of schools along the Midwest, and Kansas, one of their coaches was one of the ones that responded, and we started talking, made a couple of phone calls, and then just led to a visit.
Once you went there, what appealed to you about going to Lawrence?
Oh, I loved the campus. I love the environment there. It was a big campus, but it still had like that small town feeling. And I loved how close the campus was together and just how it just wasn't like, it didn't feel busy, I guess.
It's by all accounts a great campus and a great college town. But I'm sure there's a lot of people that are still kind of shaking their head and going, wait, this is an athlete who's going to try a sport in college they've never tried before. This is not actually uncommon, though. I remember talking to Taylor Bartholomew when she committed to go to Drake, and she had never rowed before either. The coaches actually prefer that's the case a lot of times, right?
Yeah, that's what the coach told me. I asked if I should take lessons over the summer, and she said she'd rather have me show up as a blank slate so they can teach me the way they want to teach me.
And this is something that coaches then do a lot of the time, is they seek out people who have never rowed and just have a lot of experience in sports in general. So I imagine when you talked with them, the fact that you had not only been a great athlete in one sport but in a bunch, that really appealed to them, right?
Yeah, they loved that I was a multi-sport athlete and that I excelled in most of the sports I did. And overall, I was just an athletic person.
We're talking with Lone Tree's Vivian Zaruba about committing to being a part of the rowing team at the University of Kansas. How much fun has it been for you to get to jump from sport to sport and have all that success? I know for some people it could overwhelm them. It sounds like for you it's something you embrace.
Now, I love all the sports that I do individually. I don't mind jumping from sport to sport. It's just nice that I don't have to do the same thing over and over again. Each season is something new.
Obviously, you got basketball getting going here and then some softball potentially coming up for you in the summer, track in the spring. Is there any one you prefer, or do you just like them all equally?
I like them all equally. They all have their perks and they all have their not perks, I guess. But each thing is something different. There's stuff that I enjoy individually about all of them.
The perk the rest of the way is that they're not cross-country and you don't have to worry about distance too much, I'm guessing.
Yeah, don't have to worry about running that far anymore.
You've had a lot of great things happen in your time at Lone Tree. A couple of trips to state in track, got there in cross-country a couple of years ago, last year in basketball, obviously. I know you've still got plenty ahead in your senior year, but there are any big memories that stick out to you that you're going to remember most about being at Lone Tree?
I think state track every year, that's always just going to be a memory that sticks out to me. And winning being the conference champions last year for basketball, that's always just going to be a big memory that sticks out too, because that hadn't happened in so long. I think those two are the big ones.
It was the first time, I think, in school history that you guys had won a conference title of anything in girls' sports. It's been obviously a very successful time for you there, and hopefully that continues the rest of your senior year. Before we go, last thing I would ask is, I'm sure you do it a lot during senior year, but who are the people you'd thank for helping you out to get to this point?
Oh, definitely my coaches, Coach Selman, Coach Shield, Javante Squires, and my mom, Coach Ashley, for doing cross country and track. All of my coaches, they've just been amazing. They're so supportive in every single way. Like, I don't think I could be where I am without them. And my parents too, for watching all my games and driving me everywhere.
You've had a good group around you, and I'm sure they're exceptionally proud of you, and we cannot wait to see what you do not only the rest of this senior year, but obviously when you get to Lawrence. Congratulations again, Vivian, and best of luck with that new opportunity.
Thank you. Thank you so much.